We know that this year GM has already said it's going to fire 30,000 employees. Today on the Fox News crawler, it said 35,000 Ford employees are going to get terminated. And this is a pattern, if you think about it. And, of course, all kinds of big companies have gone bankrupt. And there's a very basic reason for this, and this is healthcare costs. When you look at Walmart, the state of Maryland created a new law which says that Walmart has to give healthcare to even part-time employees or when they can get it themselves through Walmart immediately when they become employed, even as part-time employees. But after 2 years, they're eligible for the company system. You know, you look at businesses like the hamburger industry, the quick fast food industry, they pay minimum wage. They don't give any health care insurance to these guys working flipping hamburgers and so forth. And so there's several things going on here. Number one, if you don't like a job, you can go someplace else. You don't have to keep a job if you don't like it. You know, this is America. You're not a slave, right? But also what's going to happen here is Walmart has over 1 million employees in the United States alone. And I believe what's going to happen is when they're put to pressure like this and singled out, they're not going to waste time going to court and suing. What they're going to do is do what Home Depot and grocery stores have been doing here for the last couple of years, is going to self-checkout. They're going to dump about 250,000 employees. Mark my word, you've heard it here first. Walmart's going to go to this self-checkout, and one person sitting in a tower with a console in front of them can monitor and watch 25 cash registers. And so I think this is the way they're going to go, because being able to give the economic breaks and the cheap cost or the reduced cost to goods that they sell, and they're famous for selling in Walmart, they're not going to be able to pay health care like you do full-time employees. And so I believe that they're going to dump some significant amount of employees, just like Home Depot and grocery stores have done when the unions attacked them and said, oh, I've got to keep the health benefits the way they are. We're not going to take less. And then, of course, somebody like GM or Ford dumps 30, 35,000 employees. I guarantee you, when this happens with Walmart, it's not if it happens, but when it happens with Walmart, they're likely to dump 100,000 or 250,000, low-end employees and just use computers and self-checkout. And the little bit of loss they have from pilfering and shoplifting will be far, far less than the ripoff that's being done by the medical establishment and health insurance. Well, stick with us. We'll